on 1116 SEN. On the grid with Tony Shebeki for Bendix Brakes, the best known brake pads. Ask your mechanic to fit Bendix Brakes at your next service.
As always, 8:30 Sunday mornings, we talk about motorsport. Brett Phillips in the studio for Shebex this morning. He's on location in Sydney. We're here for Bendix Brakes at your next car service. Ask your mechanic to fit Bendix Brakes. Don't accept anything else. So a few chats with Tony up in Sydney today. We're going to start with young Will Brown. He's one of the rising stars in motorsport, and he has caught up with the Shebexter on the grid.
Well, thanks, BP. Catching up with Eggleston Motorsport driver Will Brown, of course, a Formula 4 champion from 2016, driving in the Dunlop Super 2 Series this year. G'day, Will.
How's it going?
Good, mate, good. How are you going? Been an interesting year. I think you're sort of sitting about 6th or 7th in the championship, which is a nice first year in.
Yeah, it has been an interesting year. You know, we were sitting 5th up until Townsville and had a bit of bad luck up there and a crash, so we were sitting 7th coming into this weekend. We qualified 3rd, had an awesome qualifying, but just our starts have been letting us down, so we've had a 12th and a 13th, so it's probably hurting our championship a little bit, but I think in the next two races this weekend, if we can get our starts right, we can run in the top 10 easily.
12th and 13th is consistent, but not the way you'd want to be consistent.
Yeah, not consistent. Consistently where we'd like to be, but you know that happens. You have your tough weekends, so hopefully we can push forward.
Mate, it's a tough field, isn't it, this Super 2 Series? I mean, these guys, the majority of this field's just off being supercar drivers themselves.
Yeah, that's right. You've got a lot of great drivers in here. You know, they're pushing Paul Umbrella along, and he should be in there. So it's been a great year, and I think everyone knows it's really competitive. So if you can run in the top 10, you're doing really well.
Oh, let's talk about you, mate. Big year last year, 2016. You win the Toyota 86s. You win Formula 4 Championship, second in the Formula 4. Massive year. You come back sort of a little bit, I suppose, positional-wise in regards to what you've picked up this year, but this year would be all about learning for you?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, last year we did great and we got a lot of wins, and this year we're in a bit of a drought, but, you know, we've jumped into Super 2 and we couldn't really expect to run, you know, first. It's a tough field, and some of these guys have been doing it in this category for 5 years, so it shows how what the quality of drivers are like, but we'll progress forward. We've got a plan to do this year and next year with Eccleston Motorsport, so I think we'll hit next year running on our feet, and that'll be our year.
Fantastic. You've also been doing a fair bit of driving in other categories as well, getting your hands dirty in the production car series at the Shannons Nationals.
Yeah, fortunate enough that Rod Semmon's given me the opportunity, so I can't thank him enough. But we've been running the little Mitsubishi Evo in my first time in. That was really good, and he's developing a Mercedes. So we ran that at Ipswich and had a couple of dramas, but, you know, it's a car we're developing, and hopefully we can progress it on and it'll run good at the next couple of rounds.
So obviously this year's, as you said, a learning year, a couple of races to go in the Super 2s and the like. What do you need to do personally to step up next year and get yourself, you know, on the podium?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just learning these cars a little bit more. I jumped in and was able to drive them all right, but it's the starts and all that sort of stuff that I'm struggling with. So we'll work at a couple of test days and just making sure everything's right. So next year when we jump in, we can hit off with a couple of good points in the first round.
For us mere mortals, we marvel at you kids and what you can do. And I look at a kid like Tyler Everingham at the moment, who in the space of a two-week period drove a Formula 4, a Renault Megane, and also a Ferrari at Queensland Raceway. Yourself, you've been in so many different cars, and you haven't even got, in most cases, you don't even have your licence yet. What's the secret behind just being able to jump into something and doing it straight away?
I don't know what it is. Obviously, since I started cars, I've done multiple categories. So I think I didn't hop in and learn one tyre. A lot of people hop in, do one category a year, but that wasn't me. We did as many categories as we could, and obviously as we could afford. But and that's just allowed me to be able to jump between different tyres and sort of source the amount of grip that's between each.
For yourself, what would be the ultimate drive? Is there something that you would love to jump into in the near future?
Probably a main game V8 supercar. That'd be my ultimate goal. If I could jump in with one of the front running teams, I'd be happy.
And the difference between what you're driving now and the main game supercar?
Yeah, I actually was fortunate enough recently to do an evaluation day with Red Bull. So we got to drive one of the main game cars, and there is a fair bit of difference. Obviously, not in the actual car, but, you know, they run grippier tyres, twin springs, and different uprights and that. And it was a lot nicer to drive. Obviously, what we drive is a little bit undergripped and that, but, you know, it'll be interesting to jump in again and see what we can do.
We speak about the amount of great drivers that have come out of the Toowoomba area. Do you love flying that Toowoomba flag?
Yeah, no, it's good. A lot of good drivers up there. Obviously, Kevin Shields won today in Formula 4, doing good.
Mate, Sunday racing, how does that look for you? What changes do you need to make, apart from your starts, obviously, to make you more competitive?
tell you the truth, I think it's only my starts. The boys have got the cars pretty good. We might make a couple of tweaks, but the car's good. Our pace is fine from qualifying. You know, if we can get in fresh air and chase some people down, we'll be fine. So just need to get a good start and I'll be happy.
Good on you, mate. Congratulations on a good consolidating year this year. Hopefully it just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, thank you.
Will Brown there with the Shebexta on the grid for Bendix Brakes. Your next car service, ask your mechanic to fit Bendix Brakes. Don't accept anything else. Let's hear from another rising young star. He's had a bit of a tough year with injury, but Tony Shebeke catching up with young Harry Hayek.
No, you're dead right, BP. There's plenty of young talent around here, and another bloke that's been walking around the pits and now gets the opportunity to commentate with myself is Harry Hayek, who has had a stint overseas, of course, was involved in Formula 4 a couple of years ago, went overseas last year, and earlier this year had a really nasty accident and has now have to have an enforced layoff of racing. Harry, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's good to be out this weekend commentating with yourself in Formula 4. It's a really good experience, and it's good to catch up with everyone and see him after my accident over in the UK.
We should tell everyone too that you are learning a lot about commentary working with me.
Yes, indeed. So I'm picking up a lot of tips along the way, some good constructive criticism, but that's all a part of the game. So I'll just keep chipping away at it and keep improving.
And you're doing a great job, mate. You're doing a great job. Tell us about the accident. Tell us what happened and then why you're out of sort of motor racing for pretty much 12 months.
Yeah, so I had an accident at Snetterton, so over in the UK, and I hit a wall at about 200 kilometres an hour. And the instant deceleration to a stop burst fractured my L1. So I went in, I had surgery. I was very lucky to not damage my spinal cord. So I had a fusion from T12 to L2, where they put two rods in T12, two on the L2, and then one either side. Then they took a bone graft off the left pelvis, and then that should calcify. So, you know, I've been over doing rehab about 20 hours a week for the last 9 weeks. I just got back last week here in Australia, and then I'll have a meeting with my new consultant on Monday after this weekend, after the commentating. So I'll become a day patient there, continue the rehab, and then I'm looking at about, my surgeon said 12 to 18 months for a full recovery. I do have a goal to get back in the car March on my birthday at this track with one of the team BRM. See how we go. It's all depending on the x-rays, so you know, I don't want to rush things. I'm very fortunate with the accident. You know, it could have been a lot worse, so you know, I got to give a big thanks to everyone over in the UK and everyone for all their messages and support. It really helped me pull through.
Chewis, you sound like you're a biology student with all that stuff that you came up with. Have you learned a lot about yourself since the accident?
Yeah, indeed. The mental state especially, you know, it's pretty hard over there and you've got to really push yourself through the physio. But I didn't know too much about the spine until this happened, and, you know, just it kind of makes you sick in the tummy, you know, especially when I was over in rehab there. Most of the patients did have spinal cord injuries, and, you know, I was piercing the spinal cord. So, you know, someone from above was definitely looking out for me, and, you know, I'm a very lucky boy.
Yeah, you certainly are, mate. You certainly are. So, take us through the journey of the past 2 years. Of course, you had a great couple of seasons in Formula 4, the first season especially, and then overseas to Europe you went, and doing a bit of Formula 3 driving and the like. Tell us about what you've been given the opportunities to drive over there, and how was it?
Yeah, so I started racing this championship in 2015. I finished fourth in my rookie year. We were pretty happy with it. We didn't do any other racing like Formula 4 testing. You know, it was a purely, you know, Formula 4 rookie season. So really happy with that. And then something came about to go over in England to race British F4. But unfortunately, my team went broke after round three. So that came to a premature ending. I came back home here. I joined up with Team BRM again. And then we went really good. We won two out of the last three rounds. So we competed in four. So it was competitive. It was good to get back racing, see all the boys. And then this year, I went over and did TRS. It went not too bad. It was a really good experience. And I enjoyed my time there. And then I briefly was over in the UK racing British F3. But then unfortunately had this accident. I think it was round three, so pretty early on in the season, and then I've been in a hospital ever since, but got out now, and I'm here at the track commentating, so it's good not to go cold on the sport and kind of keep my foot in the door.
We talk about the Cabs Joko Australian Formula 4 Championship as being a fantastic stepping ground for young kids, and it has been for so many in the past couple of years.
Tell us about the opportunities that are available for the young kids here in Australia to grab overseas.
Yeah, look, the great thing is that this championship's, you know, it's worldwide. So you can build on that. And coming out of karts, you know, they've introduced this category for wings and slicks. You know, it's supposed to be for the drivers, you know, the rookies. You know, so it's a great stepping stone. And from that, it can open many doors. You look at the previous drivers and champions from this category, you know, in just 2 years, what they're going on to do. So, you know, if you are thinking and you're not too sure, you know, definitely shoot an email, come and have a test day, drive one of the cars. They are great. They're a lot of fun. And it definitely is beneficial coming out of karts if you're wanting to make a career.
You're being used now by CAMS as a bit of a Formula 4 driver mentor as well while you're in your state of rehab. Tell us who you're working with and how that's all going.
Yeah, I'm doing a bit of, just the commentating now, but I'm going to hopefully do some work with BRM as well. And then a few of the drivers, you know, if they've got any questions or anything, I've just been kind of helping out. But, you know, it's just been good to see everyone, really. But, you know, I'm happy to help. I'm always here.
Is there a little bit of... Jealousy is probably not the right word, but you've seen what other guys have gone on to do. Will Brown getting a drive in the Super 2s this year. We've seen Thomas Randall do what he does overseas. Those opportunities will still be there for you when you come back, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. You know, especially going overseas, you know, the cracks are very small and it's very tough behind the scenes. You need everything to really align up. But, you know, I had a very good time overseas. It was a great experience. It's something that throughout my whole life I'll remember, and I'm very fortunate enough to have the opportunity to do that. So, you know, coming back here, you know, I've had a good year racing with Will Brown. You know, he's gone on to do mega things, but all the boys. So, you know, look, I'm not too worried. See what happens. You know, I'm just going to focus on my recovery, and then next year, you know, team up, you know, hopefully with my old team BRM, you know, and go from there. I'm sure we can just, you know, keep our head down, keep pushing on, and, you know, if something pops up, it does. If not, you know, there's more to life. I think I learnt from this accident, you know, my injury, you really appreciate the quality of life. So, you know, I'm just happy, whatever goes.
But your good mate, Nick Rowe, leading the championship. You think he can take it out?
I think he can. You know, Nick's got a lot of experience. He's a very good driver. He's stuck by AGI, you know. And I was doing some forms. So AGI's come third in 2015, second in 2016, maybe a first in 2017.
Maybe.
You know, so, but no, he's got a solid championship lead at the moment. He was strong here last weekend. He just got a second. And then coming into the Gold Coast, he's not scared to get right up and close with the wall. So, look, it should be good, and I'm hoping that, you know, he'll wrap up the championship.
Good on you, mate. Been a real pleasure working with you this weekend in commentary. We'll do it again at the Gold Coast, hopefully, and good luck with the recovery, and hopefully we'll see you back in a car on your birthday next year.
Yes, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate it.
There you go, BP. Harry Hayek having a chat to us, mate. We'll throw it back to you for what I think will be a commercial break, and we'll come back with more here very shortly.
Indeed. Thank you, Shebex. Harry Hayek, good luck in his recovery. A tough injury at the start of the year. Coming up, Anton De Pasquale, our next little feature, and Mark Winterbottom also coming up on the grid for Bendix Brakes.
On 1116 SEN, on the grid with Tony Shebeki for Bendix Brakes, the best known brake pads. Ask your mechanic to fit Bendix Brakes at your next service.
Brett Phillips steering the ship back here in Melbourne. Of course, the Shebexter up in Sydney this weekend at Sydney Motor Park, round 17 of the V8s. We're here for Bendix Brakes, your next car service. Ask your mechanic to fit Bendix Brakes. Don't accept anything else. Well, young Anton De Pasquale is a young man on the rise. He's had a very good weekend in Sydney, and he is catching up with the Shebexter.
Well, BP, we move on to Anton De Pasquale, who won the Dunlop Super 2 race, race number 2. Well done, mate. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's been a really good day. We had a second this morning and then a win here this afternoon after a really good start, so I can't be happier.
Second win for the year?
Second win for the year, yeah. So now we're sort of very consistently in that top five, top three bunch, so we have a car in a pretty good window and we're just sort of maximising it while we can.
So back into Australian racing with the Super 2s this year. Of course, you spent a couple of years overseas racing Formula Renault. I think you even won a championship over there, didn't you?
Yeah, I won a championship in my first year in Europe in the Formula Renault series, and then raced another Formula Renault series after that, and then decided it's all a bit too expensive and a bit too far away from home, so shipped back here and now racing in the Super 2s.
But the experience for a Werribee South boy to live over in Europe, what was that like?
Oh, it was pretty good. I was lucky enough to be really well connected with the race teams over there, so they helped me out and live with a few other race drivers, so we all sort of hung out and were all away from home, so it was all pretty similar situations, but it's, you know, it's always, it can't be that bad when you're 18 living in Europe having a pretty good time.
Oh, exactly. Well, tell us about your motor racing history, mate. How does it go for you, and is it a family thing?
A little bit, yeah. Obviously, my parents quite interested in motorsport. I used to race motorbikes when I was younger. At the same time, Dad was quite heavily involved in drag racing, sort of at a local level. And then from there, went into karting, and then from there, you know, results come, and then you start spending more money and start racing bigger cars.
Yeah, exactly. Paul Morris, Motorsport is the team that you race for. Paul, synonymous with supercars, he's been around for so long now. What's it like having a guy like Paul Morris in your ear?
Yeah, it's a massive help coming from back from Europe. I decided to go spend the day with Paul and sort of decide what we wanted to do, how I'd handle it all. And then from there, we decided, well, let's run a car. So we ran the older car last year and then the new car this year. It's been a massive help, just sort of mentoring me. I've spent a lot of time at his place hanging out with him. So it's just sort of guided me on the way of what I need to do to be a supercar driver. And, it's, you know, you can't really ask for much better than that.
When you were overseas and you won that Formula Renault title, I think there was a lot of talk over here in regards to you as a and your future, and speculation, you know, that you could be the next Mark Webber or something, or Daniel Ricciardo coming through. Did you hear that stuff over while you were over there, and did you sort of take much notice of what was being said?
Yeah, I usually spend a lot of time. We have a lot of spare time to look on Facebook and all these other articles that are out there. But you know, it was obviously a dream. It's a very expensive and hard dream for an Australian person to do it. But I'm not regretting moving over there. Had a really good time, and I think that experience and that knowledge is working quite well in the supercar environment. And you know, there's only a few of us in the category that have done such racing, and it can't hurt having more experience under your belt.
First year in the Dunlop Super 2 Series, as we said, what's happening from here? What does 2018 and beyond hold for you?
At the moment, I don't really know. As I answered this question a few days ago after the last round and said, all I got to do is try and win races, and then that's all you can do at this level. You got to try and beat the rest of the other young dudes. There's a fair few of us trying to go for a full-time gig, so you just got to keep winning races and putting yourself in the right position.
And that is the issue, isn't it? There's a few going for it, as you said, going for a full-time gig, but at the end of the day, there's only a couple available, if any.
Yeah, at the moment, there's not really any available, so we just do what we do and see how our luck pays out.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time, Anton. And very quickly, if I won't be able to, Paul Morris, just a very quick comment on this young fellow, mate. He's got a fair bit of ability, hasn't he?
Yeah, when you consider I think it's his 11th supercar race, so yeah, to win one of those races by 6 seconds is pretty impressive. So
good on you, mate. Another win for the team, and that's that also counts as well, which is great.
Yeah, it's great. We've got a great team here. A lot of guys with a lot of experience. Some old school guys. There's not an engineering degree inside here, so we're just old school guys getting it done and swinging off the car and making it good. And Anton gives us good feedback and drives the wheels off it, and that's how we get a result. It's good fun.
Nothing wrong with old school, mate. Well done.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tone. On the grid, of course, for Bendix Brakes, Tony Shebeki bringing us all the news from Sydney this morning. Big day for the V8s a little bit later on. Race 17, though, yesterday. And the Shebeks are catching up with one of the stars of the V8 supercars, Mark Winterbottom.
BP, we're catching up with Mark Winterbottom, who finished a very creditable fourth, I believe it was, Frosty, after the penalties that were applied up top.
Yeah, it was a good day. We qualified very well. Got to the front row, and I backed myself on the starts because it's been one of my strengths for years, and we got that run down to turn one and led the race, but early on you could really feel the front tyres degrading, and once they grain here, it really affects what the car does. So happened quite early in the piece. I was on management mode, but just very hard to maintain the grip. So we slipped back a bit, a few things, you know, slight pit stop, and Chaz sort of bumped me in the back at turn two, which pushed me wide on the restart. So a couple of little things that we had to deal with, but overall, fourth, a good quality car, and now we're just going to make it last. So good day. Would have loved to win, but the car wasn't there for me.
Yeah, that lack of final speed was sort of fairly evident. You had two cars that looked fairly wounded in front of you in Reynolds and Wing Cup, and you just weren't able to make the in-grounds that we thought a good-looking car would have.
Yeah, it just didn't have the pace, and the two AAA cars in particular were very quick, and they even when they were damaged, they were still fast, and just didn't have enough to get by, and I was actually vulnerable to Scott Pye at the end of the race, let alone trying to catch the others. So, good one lap pace. Great to be back on the front row, but we have work to do. And unfortunately, the checks get written for the race and not for the pole or for the front row. So bit of work to do.
Yeah, exactly right. The team itself, though, seems to be making some massive steps in the last few races. Chaz has been really consistent. Bridie's had a bit of pace. You've been up there as well. So there seems to be a lot of hope for the back end of the year.
Yeah, there is. And this is a sport that can change really quickly. Either way, it can go put you up or put you down. But yeah, we've adopted a bit of a new setup philosophy here. And it's a lot easier to drive. But then in the race, you've got to restart and learn again. So we continue to learn. And if anyone ever tells you in motorsport that they know everything, they're full of it, because you continue to learn. So, yeah, we're coming okay. Big races coming up. There's stuff coming, which is nice. And it's nice to go up instead of down. And it's, yeah, like I said, good weekend. And we'll just keep working to get up a couple more spots to get that champagne.
While it's nice to tick off a great weekend here in Sydney, is all the focus now pretty much on the team looking at the Enduros? Is that where it comes? Does it start now, or does it start next week?
Well, it sort of starts next week. There's still a lot of points. Whether you think Bathurst is the pinnacle, which we do, however you rate the championship, Sydney Motorsport Park, Tassie, Willowbank, unfortunately, they're all worth the same points. So you never get too far ahead of yourself, but we do have a gap between Sydney Motorsport Park and Sandown. We'll have a test day, which is crucial for us, so you do go through the formalities, but end of the day, no matter what track you are, if you have genuine speed, you're a great chance to win the race. So that's got to be our focus, not the event specific, but the car specific. You can get that right, and you have a chance, which is what I said, and hopefully we can just keep perfecting it, because at the moment, I wouldn't want to do an enduro with that car at the moment, but I'd love to go qualifying, so a bit of work to do.
2 years ago, you're on top of the world, you win the championship, all that sort of stuff. The next 18 months have been tough, I think it's fair to say. You haven't really had the results you probably wanted. How do you keep fresh mentally and keep, you know, coming back to the sheds every week?
Oh, without sounding arrogant, I know I'm driving well, so you never... the hardest, marker is yourself, so... I know that, you know, even today, I thought I drove a good race. It's the things that you do right, the starts, the all those things. And if they go well and you do a good job of them, you know you're driving well. But when you've got tyre degradation or oversteer or understeer, that's a genuine car balance, and there's not much you can do about that sometimes. So as long as I keep doing all the other stuff right, I know I'm driving well. And it's a sport that you're not on top forever, so it's when you're down is when you feel... angry, and you want to get back up there, and it's motivating and all that sort of stuff. You never give up, and life's not easy. Motorsport's definitely not easy, so back yourself and go hard, and hopefully it turns around.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Cheers, buddy. Ta.
Mark Winterbottom there with Tony Shebeki, another big edition of On The Grid on this Sunday, all thanks to our good friends at Bendix Brakes. At your next car service, ask your mechanic to fit Bendix Brakes. Don't accept anything else. The Shebeki will be covering, of course, the final day of, course, the round up there at Sydney Motor Park, Race 17, yesterday. I'm going to stick around after 9 o'clock. The great Troy Zantuck is going to join me in the studio for the ultimate wrap. We'll catch up with Brett Anderson from SEN's Inside Footy to wrap up a huge round of footy. Matty Russell to talk some NRL, the Melbourne Storm once again sewing up the minor premiership. Mark Sifoulis to talk some tennis, and Nick Kyrgios about to step out on court in Cincinnati. Masters 1000 event for a big semi-final against David Ferrer. The winner of that to play Grigor Dimitrov in the final. So it'll be a big moment for Nick, and hopefully he can deliver today. We'll talk to Sean Maloney. Just another ordinary night for the Wallabies against the most dominant sporting team in the world, the All Blacks. So it is tough work. And Winks, she was watching the race, so I was so footy orientated yesterday. I missed the race, and Winks a little bit slow to the blocks and just got there for its 18th win. It's a star horse. Brian Martin to touch on that as well. And plenty to talk about. Your calls too, 94291116. That all coming up after the 9 o'clock news.